This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the mother of a shooting victim pleads with authorities to do something about the gun violence and get illegal weapons off the streets. Police identify the area of the latest shooting as one of the districts where feuds and targeted reprisals are playing out. In-person classes resume at Eden Lodge Primary School today. Barbados unveils its first Sargassum gas-powered car. And Sean P. Diddy Combs denied bail in a sex trafficking and racketeering case. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The mother of Barbados's latest shooting victim is demanding that the authorities do more to combat the gun violence and get illegal weapons off the streets. Sonia Nurse of Bournesland Silver Sands Christ Church was reacting to the shooting of her son, O'Brien Nurse, near their home on Monday night. He remains hospitalized.
Well, I would like something to do first of all about the gun violence, because I don't understand how we don't make guns in Barbados, but yet still we having them coming in. When you look, you got a different gun, put down them guns, and you got other guns rising up. So how are they coming into this country? Something have to be done. You keep going after the little man with the gun, but what about them big ones who actually bringing in these guns and giving them to the little people to kill one another on the streets? Something got to be done about that. It's not right and it's not fair. And I would like something to be done. I would like these bigger high society people who bringing in these guns into the country to... I would like somebody to do something about it and stop it from happening so that the little men can't get their hands on them.
His nurse believes the shooting was part of retaliation for an alleged act by the victim's nephew.
And yes, I want justice. I must have justice for what they have done to him. It is not fair. Right now, my son is laying in the hospital. If you see him, he went through all this surgery. His hand is actually fractured. They shot him and it come through the chest. He in so much pain. I had to pray to God. I had to call all my family who are prayer warriors so that my son could have come through that day. And I pray to God that the hand that did it, God will bring it to justice. I tell you, I want God to bring it to justice. That's to go back and go back to the hospital now, because when he leaving this morning, he had just come out of surgery and he was in the recovering room.
Sonia Nurse. Meantime, head of the Serious Crimes Unit of the Criminal Investigations Department, Inspector Mitchell Roach, he's been explaining what's believed to be the motives for many of the shootings. He too indicates feuds and retaliation are key factors, and he listed Silver Sands as one of the problem areas.
The cause of the events derive from feuds between the districts of Sargent Village, Wharton, and the Silver Hill and Gore Hill districts. This extended onto the area of Silver Sands, where associates have been included and involved in these instances of violent crimes, with the groups from these areas clashing with firearms. And in these instances, persons were injured and some lost their life as well.
He says the feuding groups have all the traits of gangs.
I would say in that regard that I can use the term gang culture, gang behavior, gang intent in all regards, by their actions and by their behaviors socially.
Head of the Serious Crimes Unit of the Criminal Investigations Department, Inspector Mitchell Roach. In-person classes will resume at the Eden Lodge Primary School this morning. A release from the Ministry of Education says the decision was made after education officials led a team, including the Barbados Union of Teachers, on an inspection of the promised works and subsequent industrial cleaning at the school. Following the tour, all parties agreed that the school environs were in satisfactory condition, and students, as well as teachers and staff, could return safely. Barbados has unveiled its first vehicle powered by renewable natural gas. The Test Drive Zero event, co-hosted by Rum and Sargassum Incorporated and Supernova Lab of Future Barbados, took place yesterday at Guinea Plantation in St. John. Researchers from the University of the West Indies Cave Hill developed the vehicle using natural gas produced locally from sargassum seaweed and wastewater from the rum distilleries. Speaking at an award ceremony for the recipients of the 2024 Energy Development Scholarship, Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, highlighted the project's potential to transform Barbados's energy landscape.
This morning, we launched the very first sargassum-powered car in Barbados, and the first car that takes the sargassum off of our shoreline, converts it into biogas, and then it is used to fuel vehicles. It is potentially transformational on our nation's landscape. It has been an output of the University of the West Indies right here at Cave Hill, and it is an indication of this ministry's commitment to participating not just in developing new energy projects, but in supporting innovation in energy that is homegrown.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, wants a system in place to ensure medication for the elderly is affordable and they have access to medical services. His comments came yesterday as he led off debate in the House of Assembly on the National Policy on Aging. Mr. Ishmael said more needs to be done to ensure better care is provided for the elderly.
We need to ensure that our elderly, our older persons, can afford medications that they need as they age. We need to ensure that our elderly can access medical services when they need it. Not only emergency, but even preventative. Whether this be dental, whether this be eye care, whether this be general wellness checks. We need to ensure that these things are accessible to our people. More needs to be done. Our elderly must be able to walk into any healthcare facility and receive urgent care and attention. They should be able to walk into any of our facilities and be prioritized simply because they are elderly, but simply because they have made a contribution to our society and they deserve to be treated with that level of respect.
Mr. Ishmael again discouraged people from what he says is a growing trend of family members leaving their relatives at healthcare institutions.
Unfortunately, Madam Deputy Speaker, we do have a phenomenon in our country where there are some persons within our society who are bringing their elderly family members to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and leaving them there. It is an unfortunate reality that we're facing. In many cases, these persons are nursed back to good health. They don't need to be at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital any longer, but there's nobody there to take them back to their homes. It's heartbreaking. And it is something that I would like to discourage our people from dropping off your elderly and not looking back at them.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. Government plans to construct a daycare facility for the elderly at Stirling St. Philip. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey made the announcement as he wrapped up the debate on the 2028 National Policy on Aging in the House yesterday.
The Cabinet of Barbados just last week, we approved, sir, because we said we were going to do it, and we are doing it. We approved, sir, to build out at Stirling, the great constituency of St. Philip South. The Cabinet approved, sir, to build out at Stirling a facility, sir, to offer daycare and respite care for persons, sir, who are aging in this country, sir, for the elderly, to give the older persons, sir, an opportunity for daycare, but to give their caregivers, sir, an opportunity for respite, costing the government over $4 million because we committed to doing it and we are doing it, sir.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Meantime, Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw wants grant funding to be provided for Barbadians who have shown an interest in retrofitting their homes to accommodate the elderly in their communities. She believes doing this will assist government's efforts in providing elderly care facilities and adds that government is unable to provide housing for all senior citizens.
There are many people in communities who presently look after elderly people. There are many people who do an excellent job in looking after elderly people. But you know what they may need? They may need the financial support to retrofit their homes to be able to take in not just the little old lady next door whose young adult is going out to work and can't be there with them during the day, but they may need the financial support by way of some kind of grant or loan to be able to retrofit their homes, to be able to care for people within communities.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. And finally, Sean P. Diddy Combs was denied bail and ordered to jail on Tuesday as he faces charges of sex trafficking and racketeering that were included in a federal indictment unsealed on the same day, alleging that he also engaged in kidnapping, forced labor, bribery, and other crimes. The 54-year-old music mogul appeared in court in New York and pled not guilty after he was arrested in connection with the charges late on Monday in Manhattan. His apprehension came roughly 6 months after federal authorities conducting a sex trafficking investigation raided his homes in Los Angeles and Miami. Federal Judge Robin Tarnowski heard lengthy arguments from prosecutors and Coombs' lawyers and decided the defendant should remain in federal detention. Recapping the headlines. The mother of a shooting victim pleads with authorities to do something about gun violence and get illegal weapons off the streets. Police identify the area of the latest shooting as one of the districts where feuds and targeted reprisals are playing out. In-person classes resume today at the Eden Lodge Primary School. Barbados unveils its first sargassum gas-powered car, and Sean P. Diddy Coombs denied bail in a sex trafficking and racketeering case. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.